Do.
It was on my original.
And at this time, I would like to ask County Board Member Ray Wesley, if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What a great movie.
In order to help some of the visitors to get through and leave early today, we're going to begin with the awards. And therefore, I would like to ask the Triad High School Girls Varsity Soccer Team, Illinois 2A State Champions, to come to the front, please. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
We have a resolution here honoring the Triad High School Class 2A State Soccer Champions. Whereas on June 3rd, 2017, the Triad High School Girls Soccer Team competed in the Illinois High School Association Championship game in Naperville, Illinois, and whereas the team beat Wheaton Academy 5-4 in 14 rounds of penalty kicks to secure a 1-0 victory, and whereas six seniors, Morgan Bonensteel, Megan Smith, Aaron Little, Sam Bassler, Madison Mell, and Ashley Newcomb finished their high school careers with a championship, and Triad finished its season 22-6, and whereas the Madison County Board recognizes the girls' soccer team and coach Matt Betlock for their hard work and commitment, which brought the school and the community this honor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Triad High School for an outstanding soccer season and for winning the state championship, adopted this 19th day of July 2017. May I have a motion from County Board Member Don Moore?
I make the motion.
And second from County Board Member Brad Maxwell, and you're both invited to come forward. And I'm going to turn this over to the coach to say a few words. Coach?
First of all, thank you for inviting the team here. Obviously, we're not all here. A lot of vacation time. But it's an honor to be here in front of you on such a busy night. And we really appreciate you guys taking the time to have us come down and accept this award. It was an honor this year to coach these girls. We had a great season. All the hard work, it pays off. So thanks again for allowing us to come down on such a busy night. Thank you very much. Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Was that the best smile you could have done?
Good job, David.
My goodness.
That's it, huh?
My goodness.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Now, from Edwardsville High School, I'd like to invite the journalism team forward. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is a resolution honoring the Edwardsville High School journalism team. Whereas on April 27th, the Edwardsville High School's journalism team tied for first place in the Illinois High School Association State Journalism Competition, and whereas the team, directed by English teacher publications advisor Amanda Thrun, along with co-advisor Lauren Mudge, guided six members of the journalism team to produce quality journalism pieces, and whereas this is the first time Edwardsville High School has captured a state journalism championship, and whereas the six students who helped capture the championship team were Emma Leip, did I pronounce that correctly? Second place copy editing, Jane Thompson, second place news design, Aaron Morrissey, third place yearbook layout design, Ryan Ash, fourth place infographics, Morgan Gable, fifth place sports writing, and Nara Markowitz, sixth place editorial cartooning, and whereas the Madison County Board recognizes the journalism team for their hard work and commitment, which brought the school and community this honor, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, and that it hereby recognizes Edwardsville High School for the Journalism Team State Championship tie, adopted this 19th day of July, 2017. And I will, I'm looking for a motion from Mr. County Board Member Jamie Goggin. And a second from Jack Minner.
Second.
And we do have more than several Edwardsville County Board members who were invited to come to the front, and I'm going to turn this over to the coaches.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for having us here this evening and recognizing our students again. This whole group, he mentioned the six students who won points or earned points for us at the competition. These students represent our entire sectional competition team. Most people probably don't know how the competition works, unlike other contests where people submit photos or stories or yearbook layouts for judging. All of the work these students did to earn points for our team was done on-site within a period of 90 minutes. They knew what categories they were competing in, but other than that, the rest of the competition was pretty much a surprise. They also competed with really top-quality journalists, student journalists from all over the state, including Chicago. So the fact that we tied with a suburban Chicago school was, I think, is pretty darn impressive. I think it not only speaks well of Edwardsville High School itself, but of Southern Illinois, because we're the first Southern Illinois school to take home this this honor. So I'm really happy and really proud of these guys.
I should call for a vote on the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Thank you very much. You take this with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You can hold that up.
All right.
And we have
get in there.
Two
yeah.
County board members.
True.
That's a good Jamie Goggin at the very
We're all good then.
And if I could ask Barb Hentz to come forward. We are honoring tonight IT Supervisor of Programming Barb Hentz for her 35 years of service in Madison County. Barb, you can come right here. Barb retired on June 30th. The public rarely sees employees who work in the IT department, but county employees know workers like Barb. The IT department is the backbone and keeps all things, quote-unquote, technology running. Barb has been a part of the IT department since 1982. She found out about the job through her friends, Jack and Jeanette Minner. And Jeanette was working in administrative services at the time, and Barb applied. When Barb was hired, the department was called Data Processing. The name was later changed to Information Systems and then to the current Information Technology. She has worked in three different buildings and with three IT directors, Pat Morrison, Timothy Rennick, and Rob Dorman, in her more than three-decade career. Barb has worked on various projects in the county. She was instrumental in helping to automate the county's payroll and budget and accounting systems. She also converted the key punch cards to a data entry system. The technology since Barb started has come a long way, baby, and she transitioned with it. She started the same year that the first home computer was launched. I do remember that. And we are holding them now in our hands. She's seen a lot, and she knows a lot. Barb has worked with various officials and elected leaders, including four county board chairmen, and she's worked with countless individuals in this room. Barb, I want to say congratulations on your retirement, and we wish you the best. Thank you very much. Barb, we'd like you to say a few words, if you may.
Well, first, can you hear me?
Yep,
now you can. First and foremost, I would like to thank my husband, Jim, my son, Rob, and my daughter, Brooke, for all of their support during this time of transition in my life. Second, I would truly not be here today if it... sorry, this is emotional. If it would not be here for all of my colleagues and friends these last 35 years, with of which many are here with us today. Most memorable are those who happened into my early career at Madison County and sadly have passed away. Senator Evelyn Bowles, Honorable Matt Malucci, Sheriff Bob Churchick, Coroner Dallas Burke, along with several co-workers and friends. It was an honor for me to say these people provided me guidance, friendship, and a lesson to know what it means to be a participant in our local government and to have a responsibility to serve the citizens. This statement also includes the ever-alive Debbie Ming Mendoza, Mark Vanita, Steve Nahn, Rick Fasson, Dr. Bob Diber, Tom Gibbons, Amy Meyer, and John Rakowski. Also, several current department heads, including past IT Director Pat Morrison, who was my first boss, and I worked for 30 years. All of these people, along with so many co-workers in IT and various departments, played a major role in my life, presented me with a lot of challenges, and every time offered me their patience, kindness, and friendship. I have truly enjoyed working for and with each and every one of you. While I did not wish to leave the friends and colleagues I've grown to respect or the job I loved, I am at peace with this decision. I am very honored and grateful to receive this award, and I thank the current administration. Special thanks to all my family and friends for your presence today and showing me your support. Let's please keep in touch, and let's start looking forward to the future. Thank you.
This is the award I'm giving to Barb here. It says, Barbara J. Hentz, Madison County Information Technology, 1982 to 2017, in appreciation of your commitment and dedicated service to the citizens of Madison County. Thank you, Barb.
Thank you.
It's very heavy, so take care of it. And this, too. If I can move to the speakers now, and if we could, I would first invite forward Speaker Brenda Roosevelt, former county board member. I think, Brenda, you know the speaking rules, so we have a three-minute limit, and at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you'll hear the sound of the gavel. And then you're feel free to leave your notes with us for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
As he stated, I'm Brenda Roosevelt, and I'm speaking today in regards to my service and the appointments on the Granite City Wastewater Treatment Board. It's one of the resolutions you're going to be voting on tonight. During the past 6 years, I've served on this board by appointment of the previous county board chairman, and I'm providing minutes from Wastewater Treatment Board from the first meeting I attended on January 26, 2011. I was replacing Al Schuler, who confirmed that he did indeed resign from this particular board. In 2015, I was reappointed to another four-year term. I received a letter dated May 31, 2017, from Chairman Prenzler announcing that he would be appointing Doug Hume to complete the remainder of my term, therefore acknowledging I have a term and it is not completed. I was taken aback because, number one, I hadn't resigned from the board and I expected to finish the last 2 years that I had left, and Doug does not live in any of the service areas affected by the Granite City Regional Wastewater Treatment Board. I was appointed not because I was a Madison County board member. I was appointed because I live in Glen Carbon, which has a vested interest in the board, and I just so happen to be a member of the Madison County Board. According to the Intergovernmental Agreement providing for a Granite City Regional Sewer System, all board members serve 4 years, and if a vacancy occurs, then and only then shall a successor be appointed. I have not resigned, nor has Kristen Novosich. I've spoken with Mr. Prenzler about this issue. It is his position that some infirmity exists in my appointment and reappointment 2 years ago, and this is simply not the case. I was reappointed by board action. I recall the vote and am certain it occurred. As to why these appointments are not in existence is an issue for the chairman to answer. To blame the past administration for removing documents when they left office, nothing could be further from the truth. These documents were put in storage, and I suggest the chairman and his staff figure it out. The original motion to replace myself and Kristen on this board was not stated with transparency. The motion was simply to add Mike Dixon and Kathy Gocklin to the regional board I have been referring to. After placing a call to Chairman Prenzler, I asked him if he was replacing myself and Kristen because you wouldn't have known it by the resolution. The resolution has since been revised to replace any board member, if any. Well, I'm the if any. The motion before you calls for replacement of two board members. Replacing means to take the place of or substitute for one another, and your motion itself concedes that we are a duly constituted member of that board and simply being replaced by the chairman and you as the county board without any authority or good reason. I respect that you do not take action to strip the board of two fine members, again, who have not resigned and have contributed and volunteered their time to assist this board and the work that it does. Thank you very much.
I would like to invite Ann Schmidt. Is Ann Schmidt in the audience? Again, if I could just state that there is a three-minute time limit, and I will be hitting the gavel at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and you're free to leave your notes for the record.
Okay, perfect. Chairman Prenzler and members of the Madison County Board, I'm Ann Schmidt, Executive Director of the Metro East Humane Society. I am proud to represent MEHS and the many other animal welfare organizations from the Metro East at this meeting tonight. I am proud to be the animal welfare representative to be able to stand here and demand that those responsible be held accountable for their actions in the unnecessary deaths of five innocent and adoptable dogs that were in the care of the Madison County Animal Control. As you are probably already aware from the outcry of people throughout the St. Louis metro area, a little over 2 weeks ago, there were five dogs in the care of your animal control. Within the established hold period for animals, members of your animal control facility were informed that animal welfare organizations were interested in obtaining these dogs so they could find a family to love them and care for them as they deserved. When representatives arrived at your animal control facility to transfer care to these organizations, they found that the dogs had been euthanized prior to their hold period expiring. Only after the dogs had been euthanized was I made aware that two of these dogs had been previously adopted from MEHS. Please understand, our door is literally less than 500 feet from animal control. Protocol and policy states that upon intake, animals will be scanned for a microchip. When the microchip shows that the dog has been adopted from an animal welfare organization, protocol is for animal control to contact that organization for them to retake possession of the animal. All of this is established in a mutual agreement. None of this occurred. This is not the only time that these policies have been followed and not been followed. It's just the first time that it has been such an egregious and condemnable disregard for law and the well-being of animals. Multiple policies were broken. We demand that those responsible be held accountable for the policies that they have broken. If you truly believe in making Madison County a no-kill county, I'm sure you will be highly supportive of this demand. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I would now invite Leedy Vancavage. Leedy Vancavage may come to the front.
As long as I don't trip down the stairs.
In a
I'm
three.
Old. It's less than the 3-minute mile at my age. Anyway, shall I start?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you, Chairman. Thank you, all the board members, for, you know, I really appreciate a belated thanks for adopting the no-kill resolution unanimously with bipartisan support. We were so excited about that and the changes that hopefully this will bring on. But I have to tell you, I'm senior legislative attorney for Best Friends. I also am, you know, past chair of the American Bar Association's Animal Law Committee and the Illinois State Bar Association's Animal Law Committee. But the thing that matters most to me in my heart is I'm a lifelong resident of Madison County. My two grandfathers were coal miners. You know, one was Lithuanian, one was Italian, and that's why I use my hands so much. But basically, I love this county, and I want to see changes. I want to see a cultural change that you all embraced at Animal Care and Control. Back in 85, Larry Tricano might remember this, but the Collinsville Herald ran a story of a woman who turned her dog into Madison County Animal Control, and she went back the next day and it was gone. They had sold it to research. And back in 85, I had no clue that the county was selling animals for research. And the county board got together and they stopped it. They stopped the use of the gas chamber at Animal Care and Control. We need to make changes there now. We need to stop the culture of killing that has permeated animal control. I mean, back then, the wardens, there were only two wardens. They brought in 4,000 animals a year. Now they bring in a little less than 2,000, and they have, I think, about 6 wardens. We can do better. So we are asking, and Best Friends is willing to help, by bringing Tawny Hammond in. She led Fairfax County, Virginia, to no-kill. She led Austin Animal Control to a 98% save rate. And Austin gets in 16,000 animals a year. But she's willing to come and work with policies and procedures to change things at Animal Control. And I know that we all can work together to save them all. So I thank you. I thank you, Chairman Presler, for your interest in no-kill, and every one of the county board members, especially Gussie, who heads the Public Safety Committee. You guys have been wonderful. And we can get it together. You know, we can change the culture at Animal Control with your guidance and your leadership. So thank you.
Is Dawn Boner here this evening?
I'm here.
Dawn? Yeah, feel.
I would like to address the board in regards to the euthanized dogs at Madison County Animal Control. As a member of the community, it is important that we have a safe place for our children and pets to play. This is the reason for animal control in the first place, community safety. While we love pets and ideally would love to see 100% no-kill animal control, I think we can all understand that this is not actually possible. Unfortunately, there are times when animals will have to be euthanized, when animals become feral or aggressive. I know that when I say no kill, I mean no kill of any adoptable pets that have an opportunity to be rescued. If a rescue or shelter pulls a dog or cat from animal control, that dog or cat becomes their responsibility from that day forward. They know what a huge responsibility that is, and I know that they take that seriously. If there is a problem with the dog or cat, it is not the problem of animal control. It is a problem of the rescue or shelter that pulled the animal to begin with. They sign a form upon pulling these animals out, stating that they accept all responsibility for the animal that they are taking. They then assume responsibility for the animal and all costs they may incur. The trouble that I am having is that multiple shelters signed into animal control every day that the dogs in question were there, but they did not sign for them. There was a verbal agreement to hold them temporarily, according to the newspaper and speaking with others, but if anyone from the Humane Society or other agencies truly had wanted to keep the animals and assume responsibility, they knew that they needed to sign for them at that time. There are rules in place. There are procedures in place. The people involved in this are not new to this, and they know how this works. I hate that people gave up animals to animal control. I hate that there wasn't any room at other shelters. And I know that people at animal control hated to euthanize them. It is always a sad time and a last resort when an animal has to be euthanized. The same can be said for Madison County Animal Control. It is never something that anyone takes lightly or encourages. That being said, there was a protocol in place that required animals to be kept for 5 days as we are moving towards a no-kill shelter. The idea that a single story and account from a few people can chastise a person that was doing what he believes is his job and following the rules is just not right. And the notion that a technician somehow had hoped to euthanize these animals is a dangerous suggestion. Groups and shelters cannot in one breath say, it is not our fault animals are killed at animal control when people are irresponsible with their pets, and then in the next say, we had no space to take the pets back. But now it is animal control's fault that they were put down. I listened to the audio of the public safety meeting where the 10-day hold issue was discussed. I found the entire thing quite disturbing, and I would encourage others to start listening to what actually is happening here. Chairman Prinsler has made a promise to make Madison County a no-kill shelter, but it seems that there is an awfully big push on the 10-day hold. Isn't that just making a no-kill shelter a slow-kill shelter? There is a lot of judgment to go around, but when it comes down to it, the real issue at hand is how do we move forward? Thank you for your time and consideration, and most of all for listening to more than just one side of the story.
Thank you very much. That concludes our four speakers. Madam Clerk, if you would go forward with the roll call. We do have two absences this evening. We have Jim prearranged, Jim Dodd and Mike Walters. And, of course, we have, because of, we have District 16, which is vacant at the present time. So
at this time, I'm going to do a manual roll call. I'm when the member, new member is seated, we'll officially sign in. Okay? Mr. Assadorian? Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Ms. Champoli?
Here.
Ms. Dalton?
Here.
Ms. Dutton?
Here.
Mr. Futrell?
Here.
Ms. Glasper?
Here.
Mr. Goggin?
Here.
Ms. Gorman?
Here.
Ms. Harris?
Here.
Mr. Holliday?
Present.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Ms. Kuhn?
Present.
Mr. Madison?
Present.
Mr. Malone?
Here.
Mr. Maxwell?
Here.
Mr. McCrae?
Here.
Mr. Michael?
Here.
Mr. Minner?
Here.
Mr. Moore? Ms. Novacic-Caberna?
Present.
Mr. Parkinson?
Here.
Mr. Petrillo?
Here.
Mr. Pollard?
Here.
Mr. Chicano?
Here.
And Mr. Wesley?
Here.
Mr. Walters and Mr. Dodd are absent. You have a quorum, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. If I could, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the June 21st meeting. Mr. Madison?
Second.
Ms. Champoli? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I would like to go next into, before we get into the appointments, a little bit of a confusing issue, and that is, if you see on your agenda, reconsideration of Chief County Assessor appointment from June 21st meeting. I would ask Assistant Chief of the Civil Division, Assistant State's Attorney Jeff Ezra, to explain this and why we're doing this. Jeff?
So as we recall, at the last meeting, there was a resolution and an amendment to that resolution with regard to Mr. Dodderman. Subsequently, my understanding is that everyone here received an email from the chairman indicating that he, within 10 days, properly requested a reconsideration of that amendment and approval. With the reconsideration, if we look at it to the terms of essentially a veto, we could look at it in those terms, that right now, you could make the argument that either we do not have a chief assessment officer or it is in hold, is in a holding pattern. Therefore, a vote has to be undertaken with regard to the reconsideration, whether you agree That is, whether you uphold the reconsideration that is being made, that has been made by the chairman, or whether you oppose that. Depending upon that vote will then, I think, affect the subsequent agenda item with regard to the resolution that is currently pending later on down the road about Mr. Dauterman.
I make a motion that we leave the vote the way it was taken last month and keep Mr. Dauterman in the four-year position that we voted him to at the last meeting.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion to keep the a motion to not reconsider.
Correct.
The June 21st appointment. Yes, Mr. Chapman. Complete that. We have a motion to not reconsider the June 21st resolution.
The motion is basically to override your veto.
And the second, and we do have a second. Any discussion?
I have a question for Mr. Ezra. If this motion were to pass by Mr. Parkinson, would there be any question that Mr. Dauterman is the assessor? Could anybody come back afterwards and say that we had not done this properly? Could his being in that position be called into question legally?
My review. And again, at this moment, I'd have to look at that particular issue because I did not anticipate that there would be a motion to override the reconsideration. I expected that there would be a vote that would either approve or disapprove the reconsideration, and therefore there would be. I would suspect that if there is a motion to deny or to hold in abeyance the reconsideration, and that is upheld. Honestly, I'd have to look into that. I don't know, as we're sitting here. I would think that the cleaner way to do it would be to vote on whether...
I think that the fear is that once we do that, that Mr. Prinsler will then
pull
it off the table.
Excuse me, Mr. Ezra didn't finish his comments.
Yeah, that was my understanding. That was my belief that would take place. So I am not aware of the effect of a motion to essentially override a reconsideration when the chairman has the right to do so.
The reason that we put this here was to make, we have, as you can see under appointments number two, a recommendation or an appointment of Joe Dauterman for a four-year term. That is clean and unassailable. I see this as a cloud on title. That's my opinion. Okay. And therefore, that's why we put this reconsideration of the appointment. Because we don't want any legal, uncertainty regarding our assessment.
Can I amend my motion?
Do you wish to withdraw your motion?
I would like to amend it.
Well, let's, Ms. Champoli, would you speak, please?
My question is in regards that I do believe myself and some other board members. I can only speak for myself. Feel that the reconsideration is not valid, is null and void, because as board members, we have the right to change the terms of the appointment and the salaries. You appointed Mr. Dauterman, and we agreed with you on that. We just changed the terms. So I guess I understand you want it to be clear, but I think we as board members feel that it is quite clear and that if Mr. Parkinson would think about removing his motion, that we would vote no on the reconsideration, and therefore the resolution from last month would stick and he would be there. Am I correct?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Asadorian.
Yes. If the veto is simply overridden, then the original motion and the amendment to that motion that passed would still be in effect.
I'm not sure I would
correct.
Actually,
I mean,
describe.
I'll ask for a legal opinion on that.
I'm not sure I would really describe reconsideration as a veto, but Mr. Parkinson, you would like to withdraw your motion?
I would like to amend it, not withdraw it.
Would it be easier for you to just withdraw it and reintroduce a new amendment? or new, a new
If you allow me to do that, I will, yes.
Yes,
Mr.
I will.
Mr. Chairman.
Right.
I make a motion that we rescind the
So you're withdrawing your motion.
No, I'm not. I withdraw the motion and make a new motion to rescind the vote from last month and appoint Joe Dauterman to a four-year term as described in Section 2.
Mr. Chairman, you plan
well,
to...
Well, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Asadorian Cabarna? Yes, Mr. McCray?
I can see Judy. She was before
yes, Judy?
Me.
I just wanted to ask a question. Thank you, Tom.
I didn't know you got married.
Thanks. I was just wondering, now Joe was sworn in, and the state is paying part of his wages now. So wouldn't this all kind of be, you know... It seems to me like it is valid that he holds that position, so I don't really know why we are doing this.
We have a situation where in taxing where we sometimes could have challenges, legal challenges, and so I believe it's simpler if we just do the straight appointment and remove this resolution that was passed on June 21st. That's my opinion.
Chairman Prinsler?
Yes.
Wouldn't what I just suggested we do and it was seconded do that?
Now, let me understand. Your motion is to put both the reconsideration and Joe Dauterman's four-year appointment
in one motion. My motion is to rescind the recommendation from last month's meeting and to reappoint him to a four-year term.
That's what's on the agenda.
Yeah, I want to combine it. I don't think we need two votes. I made a motion. I made a motion to combine it.
I don't. This is a circus every month now, and I frankly am getting very tired of we are chasing our tail. You're going to appoint him to a four-year term, aren't you?
Yes.
Why don't we just vote on it and
that's what I'm asking for.
We actually already did vote on it.
I don't know why we're even talking about it again. It was done last month.
Mike, it's every month, Mike. You'd have more credibility if you didn't have something on every single issue.
Listen, I don't trust it.
On little bitty,
it's that simple.
On the minutia.
Well, Mr. Parkinson, I'm actually listening. Mr. Parkinson is combining the reconsideration together with the four-year appointment.
It's a compromise for both of us, sir.
And so that is a motion, and we have a second. We've had discussion. It is a little more confusing for me, but
can I ask?
I see it as a valid motion. And so is there any other?
I just have
yes,
Ms. one Kuhn? More question. If it is done this way, is everything going to be the same, his location of office and everything is going to be the same as it was before?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've had a motion and a second. We've had some discussion. Any additional discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Can we have an explanation as to what we're voting on?
Yes. This is a reconsideration of the appointment on June 21st, which in my opinion is not valid. So we're reconsidering that, but we're also at the same time appointing.
We're rescinding that and appointing. Same time.
Yes, essentially. Any additional? Yes, Mr. Chapman.
If I understood from some previous conversations, there might have been some members of the board, Mr. McCray, that were afraid that if we passed this, that somehow Mr. Dauterman wouldn't wind up being it. And if I understand Mr. Parkinson's motion correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, sir, this will preclude any possibility of that happening. And you'll be happy, and apparently Mr. Prinsler will be happy.
I believe so.
Yes. Any additional?
I just want to clarify, a yes vote would rescind the reconsideration and
vote.
And appoint him.
These are combined.
What we
and appoint him to a four-year term.
The reconsideration and the appointment number two to appoint Joe Dauterman to a four-year term are combined.
Yes, sir.
Any other additional? And if you don't mind, we could do a roll call rather than a voice vote. So any additional discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Asadorian?
Aye.
Mr. Chapman?
Aye.
Ms. Ciampoli?
Aye.
Ms. Dalton?
Aye.
Ms. Dutton?
Aye.
Mr. Futrell?
Aye.
Ms. Glasper?
Aye.
Mr. Goggin?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Aye.
Ms. Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Holliday?
Aye.
Mr. Jones?
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Madison?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Maxwell?
Aye.
Mr. McCray?
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Aye.
Mr. Minner?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Ms. Novosich Caberna?
Aye.
Mr. Parkinson?
Aye.
Mr. Petrillo?
Aye.
Mr. Pollard?
Yes.
Mr. Chicano?
Aye.
Mr. Wesley?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. If we could go on now to the appointments, minus number two, which we've already voted on. Like I to, would, in, yes, I'd like Mr. To, Parkinson.
I'd like to pull out number three, A and B.
And Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We need to get Susan.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, so I'd like first, to pull out number one, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wesley. That's what we'll do first. And we will separate out number three, Mr. Parkinson. If we could first consider appointment number one, this is an appointment of Susan Presswood to the County Board District number 16 seat. And any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak on that, please.
Yes, Mr. Wesley.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect to the effort and research you put into this, I'd like to speak out against this appointment. First of all, the applicant has no experience in public service. She's never ran for any office. I spoke with her, and in fact, she had never even met you or anybody else on the board until she interviewed with you. I know when other seats are vacant, such as we had earlier this year, there was a recommendation from the former board seat holder that you took into consideration, and I'm not sure you've given that same consideration to the former board holder of this seat. Also, I don't have all the information on the candidates, and it's very difficult at best for me to make an informed, educated decision on something when I don't know all the facts for everybody that's been that has applied for this position. I do have a letter from former board member Hawkins endorsing a different candidate, and I'm not here to say that that's the right candidate. But I do know that that has been brought to your attention that she has recommended somebody else. And I certainly appreciate and respect the fact that you have the right as chairman to make these recommended appointments. But I also think that I have not only a responsibility but a right to make sure that I vote in the best interest of the citizens of the county. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley. I'd like to back up. I would entertain a motion to appoint Susan Presswood to Madison County Board District number 16. Yes.
I agree with Ray, and I
actually, can we first?
We need a motion first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would like a motion.
Make a motion.
Yes, Mr. McCray. Second?
What about roll call?
Just a minute.
Oh, okay.
We'll have time for comments and discussion. Mr. Maxwell. Yes, Judy, and for discussion, now this is appropriate. I just, unfortunately, we went forward without a motion. So go ahead, Judy.
No,
Ms. Kuhn, sorry.
No, that's okay. I just was in agreement, and I never heard roll call mentioned, and I'm just
that's fine.
Roll call.
Any other discussion or comments? Mr. Petrillo.
Mr. Chairman, this is the first time that I've heard this, so I'd kind of like to know the name. Did Helen Hawkins make a suggestion of someone to replace her seat?
Yes, she did, and she was also okay with two other people who were interviewed, of which Susan Presswood is one.
I don't know that that's accurate. I'd like to hear that from Helen. Is she here?
I was just curious, if I may finish it, who exactly did she recommend? Do you happen to know?
Chris Hankins.
Chris Hankins.
Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say
yes, Mr. Michael.
I'm a new board member, so I'm not used to the, I guess, the traditions, but I do know what the ordinance says. And the ordinance is pretty clear that you get to nominate people, and I get to vote on them. And I think that's important, because if all 29 of us were in a room together, we could probably be in there for a month. We would not agree on who to appoint. And I respect Ray saying that he didn't have time to look at all the candidates, but that's not our job. My job is to look at the credentials of the person who is nominated. That's all I get to do. And based off of her credentials, she owns her own business, so she's hired people, she's fired people, which to me right away makes her a great asset on the Personnel Labor Commission or committee. She's also had to comply with city, county, state, federal regulations and taxing, which means she'd be a great finance committee member or government relations committee member. That's just stuff that I can come up with after talking to her, which I did go out of my way to talk to her, and looking at her bio. I mean, I wasn't in the interview for 30 minutes, but I'm sure she had other impressive things about owning a business as well. The other thing I'll say is I understand the other board members should have input, and her person was considered. He was interviewed. She obviously interviewed better. That's how it is in any job market. I don't think that an outgoing board member should just get to decide who it is. That's not what our ordinance says. So the majority of the people on November 8th voted for Kurt Prenz to be chairman, just as Alan Dunstan made all the decisions before that. All I can do is make my decisions based off of her credentials, and based off of that, I am a yes vote.
Any other additional comment or hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Assadorian.
No.
Mr. Chapman.
Aye.
Ms. Champoli.
No.
Ms. Dalton.
No.
Ms. Dutton.
Yes.
Mr. Futrell.
Aye.
Ms. Glasper.
No.
Mr. Goggin.
Aye.
Ms. Gorman.
No.
Ms. Harris.
Yes.
Mr. Holliday.
No.
Mr. Jones.
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn.
No.
Mr. Madison.
Aye.
Mr. Malone.
No.
Mr. Maxwell.
Aye.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
Mr. Michael.
Aye.
Mr. Minner.
No.
Mr. Moore.
Aye.
Ms. Novosich-Caberna.
No.
Mr. Parkinson.
No.
Mr. Petrillo.
Hmm.
Mr. Petrillo.
Aye.
Mr. Pollard.
No.
Mr. Chicano.
No.
Mr. Wesley.
No.
It's 14-12. It failed.
Motion failed. If we could go on to Granite City Wastewater Treatment Board. We have two appointments.
Chairman, give me just a moment, and then I need the members to sign in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yes. I'm missing votes.
Sorry.
Kristen, I need you to sign in, please. Okay. We're ready to go.
All are signed in. We can now vote. We can vote electronically. If we could consider appointment number three, these are two appointments together. Mr. Mike Dixon to a four-year term of the Grand City Regional Wastewater Treatment Board, and Kathy Gocklin also to a four-year term. I would entertain a motion to make these appointments.
So moved.
So moved. Mr. Wesley, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. McRae? Mr. Moore. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Assadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I have the utmost respect for the two candidates that you place their names in for the appointment. However, I don't believe that the positions are available yet. As a member of the Special Sewer District, I remember we actually made the motion, at one of the regular meetings at our Special Sewer District to appoint these individuals, two different motions, two different times. And it was passed by that Special Sewer District as representatives from the Special Sewer District to this board. And to just replace them, now, if we had two more positions, I think you chose two excellent candidates. However, we don't. And so, therefore, since the positions aren't available, I feel that the appointments can't be made. Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to table that pending the litigation and the outcome of court rulings as to whether the rightful owners of the seats are in there.
Wait, hang on, just a second. There's a
I don't believe we can table an appointment.
I believe
any other discussion, Mr. Madison? Would you like to discuss?
I just wanted to let everybody know there's a flyer that was on everybody's desk when we got here, and I read it when I got here. And I read through the whole thing, and it looks like this is perfectly legal, according to the state's attorney's office.
Any additional discussion?
I have a motion that's valid, and I would like a ruling from the attorney.
It's not put out of vote.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I may, I read the state's attorney's opinion as well, or the assistant state's attorney, and what she stated in the opinion was that in the event of an expired term, that the people in the holding those offices could vote and participate in the meetings until that term was filled. You have the privilege of filling that. There is no record apparently in the official county minutes, and Ms. Mendoza can probably whether they're at least electronically, I could see no record that we voted on either of these two, and I have nothing against, I like both of them. But it appears to me that they may potentially be both on expired terms, and it's Kurt's privilege to make these appointments, and it's just that simple. Unless there's a hard copy record and somebody messed with the electronic copies that I could see, I saw no evidence that they were ever appointed. It's likely that Ms. Novosich, those terms are also staggered. That was also according to the state's attorney's opinion.
We do have.
So it's likely that those terms, one or the other, is expired, I would think.
We do have county board minutes that are recorded, and I know that my office and I know that Clerk Mendoza looked through those minutes. It's my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that there's no evidence of any appointments being made by the chairman and certainly not approved by the county board. And so, therefore, that's why I put if any, because I don't believe any. I have not discovered any valid appointments that were made. Mr. Holliday.
How long have they been on this board?
They have been attending meetings. It depends. I would have to look at that. I know that I don't know that. I don't know the time period that Ms. Roosevelt.
No.
Mr. Chairman,
a lot longer.
Do we have a motion and a second to table?
I don't believe we can table. It's an up or down vote.
We didn't have a second.
I think that's incorrect. I made a motion to table this pending further legal matters on this issue.
So you want to table it even though you already have the opinion that says it's legal?
Okay. We do. Corrected by Clerk Mendoza. We do have a motion to table and a second. Any discussion on that mobile?
No discussion allowed on a motion to table.
Okay. Well, then
that motion's out of order. You can't – if you want to table something, the correct way to do it is if something else more important comes up, then you table it so that then you can go to that. This is an objection to the consideration of the question, which is a two-thirds majority vote and a motion to postpone you could do, but that is debatable.
Mr. Ezra?
You can't kill a bill by
motion to table the
I'm asking,
line item.
I'm looking for legal guidance from
it's
Mr. Ezra.
Michael was correct.
Mr. Michael is correct, is what Mr. Ezra is saying, is that that's what I thought in the first instance, and so we're deferring to our legal counsel here. So we have a motion on these appointments. number 3, to the Granite City. Any other discussion on the merits of the original motion? Yes, Mr. Holliday.
Another comment is that there is no opening, correct? Nobody has lost the position that they had before. Nobody's resigned. So how is it that you're replacing them and nobody is?
I see no valid appointment ever.
But they've been there for 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, however long.
There have been people attending these meetings, but I do not see any appointment by the county.
They gave you their word that there was some people who had voted on this before. You don't take their word as valid?
A committee cannot appoint members. Let me back up a little bit. There's an intergovernmental agreement which is signed by the City of Granite City, MESD, Village of Glen Carbon, in Madison County with Special Service Area Number 1.
Okay.
And the mechanism is that the county chairman should appoint the two members representing the county or SSA Number 1. What we have seen in the past is we have seen the committee make appointments, but that's not appropriate. The legal way to do this very clearly is for the chairman to appoint and for the county board to approve. Yes, Mr. Chapman.
Well, I have a concern that if the appropriate procedure for appointments has not been followed, then, you know, you could have people bring a lot of legal challenges to whatever that committee decided, because even though people were recognizing these people as members of that board, if you didn't follow appropriate procedures to put them on there, then they're really not official. And I'm not sure exactly what this board does, but I certainly wouldn't want to be open to everybody's and anybody's legal challenge because your people voting weren't put on in the right way. That causes me some real red flags as just a member of the county board. We should be following the appropriate procedures for every board, and there should be no exceptions for any board.
Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Everybody has a copy of a letter sent by our chairman to the mayor of Granite City. And in the core of the letter, it says, Mr. Kurt Prenger, Madison County Chairman, is appointed to complete the remainder of Kristen Novosich's term. In addition, Mr. Douglas Hume, Madison County Administrator, is appointed to complete the remainder of Brenda Roosevelt's term. So with that being said, since Mr. Chairman, since you sent this letter, wouldn't you then be acknowledging that they were in the middle or part of their term is still left by saying you're gonna appoint?
The answer to that is no.
It says right here to complete the remainder of the terms. Now, for there to be a remainder of the term, there has to be a term.
There was no term. There was no valid appointments. Any other discussion?
This is coming from you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm just saying that the verbiage here states that the terms were in effect.
There were no valid appointments. Mr. McCray. Well,
I think that one of the two is definitely on an expired term. And I would think likely it's both of them were serving, and they're serving legally, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I appreciate their service. But my guess is, yes, they have terms, and their terms are four-year terms. But that doesn't mean they were appointed to the four-year terms. They are serving likely expired terms, and they were not officially appointed by the board.
Actually,
and that's the law.
None of the appointments were legal. And I will say that the committee, I believe in March, is that right, Mr. Parkinson, the Special Service Area Number 1 committee voted to replace Brenda Roosevelt with Mike Parkinson and to reappoint Ms. Novosich-Coburn. Is that correct?
Well, we found out that wasn't valid because they held the seat, so we didn't do that.
But you did vote on that.
But then we found out it wasn't valid by the rules, so we didn't do that like you're trying to do here today.
You did do it in a committee meeting.
We didn't do it. I'm not on the board.
I think that this is the chairman's privilege to make these appointments. I'd like to just move on. I'm here to get business done. And it seems like every meeting it turns into we're arguing over minutiae. And we need to move on and get things done. That's what we were elected to do. And not sit here and make a mockery of the process. And I don't, we can go on for and analyze and sub-analyze whether these two have appointments or not. But it apparently is not in the official record of the county board, and that's the standard by which I think we have.
I appreciate.
I take offense to the term mockery. Well, okay, because we're questioning to make sure that things are done correctly. That, sir, is not mockery. Yes. Well, that's called justice.
I do appreciate Mr. McCray. I do appreciate Mr. McCray's desire to move on expeditiously, but
I have one question, please.
I do believe county board members, Heather, you know, should be able to speak up. Mr. Holliday.
Do you have to live in the area to be on that board?
No.
Okay.
But the two people here actually do live in the city of Granite City. Any other discussion or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I just have a question. Again, I'm new to the board, so I am trying to kind of learn a little bit here. But we were given minutes that says Brenda Roosevelt would be replacing Al Schuler, and these are dated January 26, 2011. So a four-year term, this should have been happening again in 2015. So Clerk
and Mr.
Mendoza,
Michael knows
not,
how to add and subtract.
Hold on. I just want to figure something out. When I appointed people to the Marine Fire District, I asked if they got a certificate. They got their certificate. I followed up. So why don't they have a certificate, and why doesn't the clerk office have a record?
The clerk's office has no record or information of these appointments to the Granite City Regional Wastewater Facilities Treatment Board. So I can't answer that question.
But I don't want my time still. So, but they normally, just like I, you know, asked you, did my Marine people get their letters? That's the standard protocol, right? That they should have got a certificate saying they were appointed, right?
I mean, but that's the protocol of the county board. I have no idea what the protocol prior with this special service area.
Oh, so you don't issue the certificates?
I issue the certificates from the county board appointments. I've not issued certificates from boards or committees outside of this body.
Any additional comments? Mr. Parkinson?
Yes, this is to represent the special service area on the Granite City Regional Wastewater Treatment Board. And I think it's appropriate that we have people that live in that district on this board to represent the people there. Otherwise, we have improper representation of people that aren't affected by the decisions made by that.
I will note that Ms. Roosevelt did not live in the special service area number one. I will also say that Ms. Gocklin does live in special service area number one, and Mr. Dixon owns two properties in special service area number one.
So he doesn't live in those properties, but Ms. Roosevelt did live in that district.
She did not live in special service area number one.
She lived in Glen Carbon. Maybe you didn't know that was in there.
That's not special service area number one. Any additional comments? We'd like.
I just have a question.
Ms. Gorman.
So in this May 31st document, it states that you've notified of two board changes effective immediately for yourself and Mr. Hume. And now in the – so is there a certificate stating these positions?
No. No, those were withdrawn.
So these were withdrawn, and so what we're voting on is the Mike Dixon.
That's right.
And Kathy.
That's correct. Any additional comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to call a question to vote, please.
Yes. Very good. If we could have a roll call on this.
Roll call. Are we voting?
We're voting on the motion to appoint Mike Dixon and Kathy Gocklin both to four-year terms on the Granite City Regional Wastewater Treatment Board.
Ms. Mendoza, I just want for the record to show that I hit abstain, and it's because I am not voting on this issue since it pertains to myself. Thank you.
Motion carries. If I could have a motion to bring in appointments 4 through 13.
I move we vote on appointments 4 through 13,
second.
Mr. Chairman.
We have a second from Mr. Assadorian, motion from Mr. Chapman. Any discussion? Okay. If we're going forward with a voice vote, therefore, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I would invite Mr. Madison from the Facilities Committee to bring in the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Fellow board members, Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing an intergovernmental agreement between Madison County and the City of Edwardsville pertaining to the sale and transfer of property, and I move for its adoption. And to be just so everyone knows, this is for the undeveloped land near Deerberg Shopping Center that is undeveloped.
Second.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, any discussion?
Yes, I'd like to speak on that.
Mr. Minner?
We don't have a second.
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
Where?
We do have a motion and a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Minner, go ahead.
I'm all for developing this area. I'd like to see it put on the rolls, collect taxes, and possibly City of Edwardsville develop something that gave us sales tax. The only question that I have is the money that comes from this, $5 million. Is that earmarked for anything? Is it going into the general fund? Is it going into... what are we doing with this?
Yeah, Jack, that's it's going to the general fund. That's not earmarked for anything. The county board is more than welcome to earmark it for whatever they want.
Excuse me, if I may. Yes.
Are you finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the answer is into the general fund. Mr. Asadori?
Yes, I remember at one time prior to this being public, we were looking at the renovation of the jail at the same time. And I think the thought process might have been that this money can be targeted towards that if this sale ever occurred. I don't know that we need to direct it to any particular area, but with some major capital projects that we have coming up, we might consider holding on to that money and utilizing it for capital projects rather than just placing it in a general fund. How to direct it is beyond me, but I don't know that I want it just sitting in a general fund to be used for whatever.
Any additional comments? Ms. Gorman.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I have, a clarification. On the resolution that I think we're voting on, it states that it is to be deposited in the capital project fund. So is it the project fund or is it the general fund?
Capital projects fund.
I would like for it to go in the capital projects fund.
That's what it's stated.
It is stated in there? Okay, because that was the original discussion
had
if we ever sold it.
Okay, if Mick, did you guys approve it to... from the buildings?
I wasn't ever aware, Doug, that it was going into a specific or any capital projects fund to my recollection. However, I have recommended that we should consider using this down the road on potential abatement for Wood River Hospital at some point.
The administration, when put this forward, we had a conversation with Jennifer. We did not have a place for this money. That we were fine with the general fund. It went through buildings, and if in buildings that resolution had the capital projects fund, then that's what you guys voted on. But we did not submit. We did not give a direction for that. We were fine with the general fund.
So where will it be?
The resolution says it goes in there.
The resolution we're voting on says a capital.
And it would be what was adopted in the facilities committee.
Right here.
Mr. Madison.
Is Rob in the room?
Yes, he is.
Rob Schmidt. Yeah, we can get Rob Schmidt down here to talk about it.
That's what's in the resolution.
So the resolution was passed out of the facilities committee that the money should go into the capital projects fund.
Call for vote.
I will amend the motion then to ensure that the
it's in the resolution.
It's in the resolution already.
Okay. We don't need a motion. We have a motion. We have a second. Any additional comments?
Yes, I want to thank our chairman of finance, Ms. Champoli, because when originally this came through our committee, we would not approve it. We wanted second looks, a lot of different eyes looking at this. And this is a much better motion than originally came to us. First of all, everybody was under the impression, Edwardsville was under the impression it didn't have to pay the $5 million on day one. And that would have happened on the original motion, and that isn't happening now. We've changed it, the date of the deadline to January 31st, 2020. And this is advantageous. Also, the yield maximum value of money is under the control of Edwardsville now. Currently, it's R2, and Edwardsville will have the power to change this to C1 and C2, which will greatly increase the amount of monies that will come to us out of the sale of this property. Also, the change of from 3% to $150,000 is an advantageous change for all of us. And the expiration date changing is just huge for everyone. So I'm hoping that we will, in fact, approve this resolution and move forward with it and develop that property and increase our tax base.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chapman. Mr. Parkinson.
Yeah, I would like to second what Mr. Chapman just said. Once again, putting it into the capital fund project, or the capital project fund, is a good move, because we have facilities that are in decline, like the county jail, that needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of infrastructure work, and these funds can be utilized for things that we need in this county to make things better, to avoid litigation in the future.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion?
Call for the question.
Roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, on behalf of the Finance Committee, if you could please bring in the number of items there.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Finance Government Operations Committee has five items for your approval. They were all voted on unanimously through the Finance and Government Finance Committee. They are summary reports for claims and transfer, an immediate emergency appropriation for 2018, CAC VOCA grant, an immediate emergency appropriation for the IMRF fund SLEP enhancement, a resolution authorizing the purchase of excess liability property earthquake and cyber liability insurance coverage. And number five is a resolution authorizing the settlement for the self-funded liability file 16-26-009. Can I have that in a form of a motion?
We do have a second, Chair.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones from the Grants Committee, could you please bring in your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I'd like to bring forward a resolution submission of the fiscal year 2017 Community Development Action Plan.
Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak about that, please.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Dutton.
Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I would like to take some time to discuss this issue further. There's been a lot of controversy and back and forth on this topic. In the regular July meeting, there was a lot of heated discussion, and since some committee members could not be there at that special meeting or the July meeting, I feel that the topic deserves discussion since we're all here now. Going into the July meeting, it was my understanding that we were voting on seven towns to receive the Community Development Block Grant, which included the city of Wood River. I was prepared to vote based on that list, but then a lot of heated discussion occurred. I don't feel that enough information was given at this meeting, and there were many unanswered questions that I, as a county board member, feel that I needed to know before voting. For example, there was a question about a missing $40,000, money possibly left over from either the Venice and Madison projects. One person said the money was given back to the fund, another person said that wasn't true, and we never got an answer during the meeting. Furthermore, our community development director was not there to give information and guidance, and she has not been at the last three meetings. As board members, we heavily rely on the directors to provide information and insight. Their insight is especially important when major decisions and votes are being made and changed. After much debate, Wood River got bumped from the list, and Venice and Madison were put back on, which meant Venice and Madison were on there twice, receiving funds for this current year's projects and the funds for the 2015 projects that they originally planned to use the funds for. In 2015, these towns were awarded the block grant based on one project, and then they used it for a different project when the emergency arose. So now they are winning the money again for the original project. And I'm not faulting these two towns. I realize they worked within the system set up by the previous administration and gained advantage on that list. However, Wood River also desperately needs this money, and they have not been on the list to receive these funds in the last 5 years. I'd like to see Wood River included this year. As of the special June 29th grants meeting, the members present voted to put Wood River on that list. I believe we have enough members here tonight that would agree with me that we should amend this resolution back to the wording that included the following towns, which would be Collinsville, Venice, and Madison for this year's project, Livingston, Alhambra, East Alton, and Wood River. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I move to amend the resolution to remove the Venice Market Street sewer cleaning and lining project and the Madison Catch Basin replacement project that were originally submitted for the 2015 year and add Wood River Force Main project.
We have an amendment. We have a motion.
I second that motion.
Mr. Fittrell, any discussion on the amendment to this resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr.
Ms. Glasper.
As the representative of the Madison and Venice area, yes, there was quite a bit of discussion at our meeting on these projects, and we did receive clarification from our city engineer, from the mayor of the city of Madison, and the mayor of the city of Venice. All information was given, and an opportunity was given to ask any questions that needed to be asked. So I object to this amendment being presented at this time. And just like Wood River may need money, why is just Madison and Venice the one to give up and not the other cities? So I object to the amendment.
Any additional discussion? Ms. Gorman.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly support Gussie Glasper. I've been on all of these meetings and participated in actually the CDBG grant distribution process for a number of years. We have a process in place that we attempt to follow, and in the last time we went through funding, there were some issues. I think Mick Madison brought up some recommendations, some good recommendations to change that process. If you follow the process and you provide the point systems and the rankings, it does not include Wood River. And I think we've gone through this a number of times. I think we need to follow the process in place. There were some legitimate reasons why Madison and Venice had changed their project. They came back to us. They got permission to do so. There is nothing illegitimate or illegal with what we did, and I believe that we follow the process that's been in place. If later we need to change the process, we can do so, but I wholeheartedly support Gussie and the decision that was unanimously voted for in committee.
Thank you, Mr. Malone.
Would second exactly what Ms. Gorman said, because that's exactly what I would like to say. As the former chairman of the Grants Committee, we spent hours revamping this process. I was unable to attend the second meeting, but I was one of the two no votes to change this at the original meeting, and it is based on a pointing system, and Wood River did not have the points. That's why I voted the way I did at that committee meeting. And when I was not at the second meeting, I saw it was a unanimous vote to change it to where we're voting on tonight, and I don't know what's happening here.
Very good. Mr. Futrell.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, the system my colleagues are referring to is simply a scoring criteria. That is to just give some guidance. It is not policy. Okay? So when we ran into some unexpected issues and needed our director, we have questions that can't be answered. We're potentially missing $40,000 from one of these two cities. Everyone in this room, including our visitors, should be concerned about that. I support Ms. Dutton and the city of Wood River, and I hope that you do too.
Mr. Asadorian.
I recall this conversation last year because I was taken back that Edwardsville actually qualified for some of this, and Wood River didn't. my little jab towards Edwardsville from Granite City. Anyway, but I was
no problem.
No, but I was really taken back that why didn't Wood River qualify? And I was told that back then that we went on a point system. Obviously, they still go on a point system. If there's any issues that need to be resolved, I would suggest that we dig deep and resolve those issues. But to change, to modify decisions that are made to keep politics out of it, I think would be wrong.
Mr. Prinzer.
Ms. Dutton, could you please restate your motion?
Yes.
The amendment?
To amend the resolution to remove the Venice Market Street sewer cleaning and lining project and the Madison Catch Basin replacement project that were originally submitted for the 2015 year and add Wood River Force main improvements.
Okay. We have that. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
This section of government is run by Ms. Bouchard. Is that correct?
Ms. Bouchard is the director of community development.
Is she here? I'd like to hear from her in reference to that.
I don't believe she is.
She's not? Okay. Can you tell me why she's not here?
You'd have to ask her.
I haven't seen her. I'm wondering why she's not here.
I think you'd have to ask her that. Yes, Mr. Futrell.
I would like to note that there was a special meeting held at the end of June 29th, Thursday. Wood River was on that initial list.
No, they weren't.
They were
not part of the top scores.
Excuse me, Bruce, but I'm not done speaking. Thank you.
You weren't at that meeting. I was.
You're right, I was not. I was at the hospital with my wife.
We could please address the comments to the chair, please.
They voted on a list and approved a list suggesting that Wood River be on the list. Roughly 2 weeks later, at the regularly scheduled July meeting, it was changed, which you can change your mind. That's fine. We saw that recently at the state level. Okay? We get that.
Mr. Madison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gorman, for bringing that up. I didn't realize that process had been re-looked at and a new scoring system was put together. I would, after listening to this, outside looking in, I would suggest that maybe that list scoring system be upgraded to, if someone has more than one grant application in and they're going to be granted more than one of those at that year when someone else is being left out, that should probably be part of the
any other discussion
system.
On yes. the motion, Mr. on the motion, well, that's what we're discussing right now.
To respond to Mick, that was taken
on the amendment. I'm sorry. Any other comments on the amendment of Ms. Dutton? Yes, Ms. Champulli.
Yes. I find it very concerning. I only went to part of the meeting. I do find it – I don't understand that they were allowed to use grant money on another project. I never found that to be possible, you know, in any other form of grants and that if you applied for a grant, you had to use it for a specific project, and that's what it was. My other concern is no one's addressing the issue of a missing $40,000, which is more alarming to me than what else is going – all of it is alarming. But my concern is the $40,000, and why are we not looking into this? Why was this not addressed before it was brought to the board? So for that, I'm not uncomfortable voting on this issue if there's missing money, and I won't do that.
I think Ms. Mercinger is looking at
Ms. Glasper, I think you've spoken already. Mr. Jones?
On the grants, it doesn't. You can put in as many grants as long. It goes up to $100,000 as the cap, so you can have two or three different grant applications. You're just capped at $100,000.
Any other comments on the amendment of Ms. Dutton?
Actually,
yes, Ms. Novosich-Coburno.
Thank you. I just have a question. This $40,000 that you guys are speaking of, you said that's missing. Where exactly is that missing from?
I don't know.
I think that's an unfair statement. I don't know that it is missing.
If I could let Lisa Mercinger from Community Development speak on that.
She's spoken before, Mr. Chairman. You would not allow me to speak.
I will, Ms. Glasper.
But you told me I couldn't.
But I think there's a question. Ms. Champulli raised an issue of missing $40,000. I would like Community Development to speak on that.
Thank you. There actually is no missing money.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Venice did, per HUD guideline, change the money in, through our protocol, through the HUD guidelines. So it was all legal, and it went through committee. And the project that they changed to didn't go to the full $100,000. So they didn't use the full $100,000. So that money was returned to our regular grant.
Thank you.
I would like to say. Can I say something, please? Can
yes.
He's spoken before. You would not allow me to speak.
I, Ms. Glasper, we have a lot of new speakers, but I will let you speak right now. We have a lot of folks that want to speak at the same time.
Let us remember that at our June, at the meeting of the Grants Committee, it was unanimous. Everybody there voted on it and approved it. So now, why now? We're
like
coming back. No, I've changed my mind.
Well, any other comments?
I would like to. You can change your mind. I thank you for that information, because that what I was trying to say is nobody knew that answer at the meeting, and so that was confusing to me that came up, and it was like he said, she said, and then no one ever brought it up again. So I'm glad to hear that we've figured that out. But
would you like to rescind it?
I would not.
Mr. Chairman?
Any other comments on this amendment to the motion? Yep. Mr. McCray?
It was my understanding. I served on the Grants Committee for 6 years prior to in the last year or so. And I thought that if you had a grant in the last 5 years, that precluded you from getting another one. I'm puzzled how any community could get one in 15 and another one in 17. And because you're supposed to be pointed against that the points work against you, and I'm puzzled as to how that could actually materialize, because I think on the Grants Committee, what you will see is that every community in Madison County has needs, and there are some that are very needy, and so that's one thing we tried very hard. Bruce and Ann and all of us on the Grants Committee, Liz, Judy, we worked very hard on this criteria, and so that was my understanding, and I'm puzzled as to how that could actually happen.
Actually,
Ms. Gorman?
Yeah, yes. Actually, it was, they were deducted, I believe it was
two points.
For the previous, and they still scored higher or in more need than Wood River. So it was taken into consideration in this pointing criteria, which is why I continue to go back to this criteria has been reviewed and tweaked, and yes, it is a guideline, but it's been reviewed and tweaked by both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, and we followed it. We tweak it as we go. I don't think it's fair to tweak it now prior to an award that has already been outlined and tweak, you know, if we need to adjust it later, that's fine. On the second point of the changing projects, we approved it, and it was for still a sewer lining project,
yes,
if
was.
I'm correct, or just a different part of the street.
Different
but it was an emergency that was approved by us. So
I did some reading of the past minutes of this board, and what I saw was when there were cases where communities used the monies for different things, but it went through a committee and it came to the board to get voted on again, and these monies that we're talking about, that never happened.
Very good. Mr. Chapman?
I would like to call the question on the amendment.
Thank you.
Other discussion on the amendment?
Question.
Hearing none, roll call on the amendment to the motion.
The vote is no to not change it and yes to change it, correct?
The vote is for the amendment. It's a yes vote to change the motion, to amend the motion to change it, correct? The amendment to the motion fails. So we're back to the motion on the floor, the motion to approve the resolution that Mr. Jones brought forward that stated in the agenda. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call on the resolution, the original resolution that Mr. Jones introduced, authorizing submission of the fiscal year 2017 Community Development Action Plan.
God damn.
Motion carries. Mr. Jones, back to you. If you would please introduce a resolution from the Grants Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. From the Grants Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee, I'd like to bring forward a resolution awarding bids for the weatherization material vendor.
Second. We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Holliday, would you please introduce, on behalf of the Health Department Committee, the activities report?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activities report be placed on file as presented.
Second.
Okay. Just, we need to do it. Okay, I didn't think so. Mr. Chapman, are you on the Judiciary Committee?
I am.
Would you please...
I move the resolution to purchase audiovisual upgrades at the Madison County Courthouse and Criminal Justice Center for the Madison County Circuit Court. This was unanimously approved in committee and is needed. I urge a yes vote.
Do we have a motion? And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell, if you could please bring in the zoning resolutions from the Planning and Development Committee.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I have four resolutions for your consideration tonight. I'm going to pull out Z170033 individually, and then I will, if there are no objections, I will group 0034, 0035, and 0031. First resolution, resolution Z170033, is a petition of Phyllis Osterbenton, owner of record, and Tracy Wallace, occupant of a manufactured home, requesting a special use permit in order to continue the placement of a double-wide manufactured home for the occupancy of Tracy Wallace and family for a period not to exceed 5 years in Wood River Township. This motion, or this resolution, did pass the committee, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
Need for you to second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we're voting on resolution Z17-0033 alone.
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Z170034, 0035, and 0031 were passed unanimously by the committee, and I move for their adoption.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, could you please submit the license report?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering licenses, mobile home licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
And could you also please bring in the resolution from the Public Safety Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee?
Also, along with Finance and Government Operations, your Public Safety Committee has one resolution, and it's a resolution to purchase maintenance renewal for the Madison County Starcom 21 radio system and dispatch center for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for its adoption.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, could you please bring in the property trustee resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask for approval of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee's property trustee resolution, unanimously passed at the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, July 11th, 2017.
We need a second.
Second.
Sorry. Having a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Jack, can you confirm for me?
Yeah, got it.
Motion carries. Mr. Jones, on behalf of the Sewer Facilities Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee, could you please bring in the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I'd like to bring forward a resolution to renew the 5-year wireless service for 76 Omnisite cellular monitors for the Madison County Special Service Area Number 1. Thank you.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Question.
Yes, Mr. Maxwell.
Mr. Chairman, when I read the resolution, it identifies that we're paying for 76 Omnicellular monitors. But when I read the actual resolution itself, down into the body, it identifies 66. Can I get clarification on whether we're buying 76 or 66?
Mr. Jones? Bob, would you like to speak on that? Do you know the
Bob,
correct number?
What's the correct number?
It's
76. 76 is the correct number. If we could, I would introduce a motion to amend. Yeah, I would introduce an amendment to change that.
If you add the two numbers that are in here, it says 76. One says 66 and removal of a 5-year Elite wireless system agreement for 10 Omnisite cellular monitors. Now, we're adding those together. That comes out to 76, but one is installing and one is removing.
So is the resolution correct?
I tend to agree with Art here. Yeah. It looks like there's 66 Omnisite cellular monitors and then an agreement for 10 Omnisite cellular monitors. So that would be 76.
Right.
So the resolution as it's printed is correct?
It's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McRae, you have quite a few things here. If you would,
we'd like to
pull out number 7. And so if you could please bring in numbers 1 through 6 and number 8.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. The Transportation Committee has 8 items for your approval tonight. And Mr. Tucano asked for 7 to be set aside. We have a report of bids, award a contract for Moreland Road, final payment resolution for Gateway Commerce Center Drive South, an agreement for preliminary engineering services, airport road improvement. We have an agreement funding resolution for 13th Street, Elizabeth Avenue, and McCambridge Avenue. We have the Gateway Commerce Center Drive North agreement between the developer, the City of Edwardsville, the State of Illinois, and Madison County. We have an agreement funding resolution for Old Troy Road in the City of Troy. And number 8 is a supplemental agreement for preliminary engineering services for Old Troy Road reconstruction. And these have been unanimously approved by the Transportation Committee. I would move their approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McRae, would you please bring in number 7?
Yes. Item number 7 is an agreement funding resolution for Old Troy Road with Collinsville Township.
And again, this has been reviewed by the entire Transportation Committee, and I would make a motion for their board's approval.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Any new business this evening?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Asadori.
Something happened at our last meeting, and I would like to apologize to our county employee, Ms. Corona, for not speaking up enough to stop the verbal abuse she took. In the 9-plus years I served on this board, I have never witnessed any county employee being humiliated, verbally abused on this floor. It was an embarrassment as a board member. It was wrong, and I would hope that it never happens again. And Ms. Corona, I apologize. I couldn't stop it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Asadori. Any other new business? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Hello.
Mr. Michael, Mr. Minter, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.